It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh, yay!
And if you haven't heard it before, it's really simple. I read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then they're going to get a complete makeover with Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye.
Oh, my God, him! Are you serious?
Is he like Jose?
He's the
one that sounds like this?
No, he's the one that has the long hair.
Oh, I know him.
He's pretty fabulous.
He is amazing.
Awesome.
But if they don't care, we're going to make them cut their own bangs with a pair of child safety scissors.
No.
We'll do it on camera, and then we'll post the video on a German fail blog called Das Ew.
I mean, Jeffrey, give me something I haven't done already in life.
Okay. Well, let's just get into it, okay? Because it's time for your first headline. Fellas, listen up. This creative approach is how you get a woman's attention.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
Even though I don't need to get any more attention from women, I care.
Okay. I need to know what they're doing so I can play games back.
Ooh.
So I care.
Right. I need to make sure my husband isn't doing it. I care.
25-year-old Eleanor Holland from Lancashire, England, came home one afternoon to see something was left by her front door.
Okay.
It was a note declaring, "I will always love you."
Oh, God.
Immediately creepy.
The note was accompanied by a bizarre gift of two jumbo hot dog sausages.
What?
They were in glass jars by themselves. No buns, no condiments, just two hot dogs.
Yuck. That is,
and
the innuendo by the
hot, wiener.
Yeah.
Eleanor had to tell her boyfriend of 1 year, Adam, so he didn't feel threatened by this peculiar approach.
Okay, that's a different layer to this.
His response, fits of laughter. He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So Eleanor posted a picture of the two francs and the note onto Facebook claiming, quote, "Romance isn't dead." And then she said, maybe next time he can switch the sausages for plane tickets.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, okay.
Now that is a better way.
A bit of jump.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend wasn't as happy with that part of the post.
Yeah,
he wasn't?
No.
No.
But it's been weeks and still no one has come forward and identified themselves as the mystery sausage romancer.
Oh, my God.
But if you're out there listening, just know you are the Casanova of our generation.
Yes, please, deliver us some sausage.
Okay, hot dog man.
Let's go to your next headline. How to get rich on the holidays. Care or don't care?
I care.
I'm only getting poor on the holidays. I care.
I don't need to make the money, but I care.
A Portland man named Joshua Park decided last Christmas Eve to buy some holiday party scratch-off lottery tickets for himself.
Okay.
And he said he was hoping to win $100, maybe $500 if he was really lucky.
Okay.
But on Christmas Day, when he started scratching, he was more than lucky. He was ecstatic because he won $150,000.
Whoa.
Nice.
Take that, Santa. Don't need you anymore.
So he collected his prize, and fast forward to St. Patrick's Day, he thought, maybe because it's another holiday, I should buy some more lottery tickets.
Stop it.
And this time, he came in with the same expectation, hoping to win $100, maybe $500 if he was really lucky.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty much what I always say.
Not even close. This time, he wins $1 million.
If I wasn't Irish before, I am now.
That means in the span of basically less than 3 months, he's won two different lotteries for a total of $1.15 million.
Whoa. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Wow.
Is he like Cinco de Mayo trifecta?
Exactly.
Is that what he's
Cinco
going
de Mayo,
for?
4th of July. That's the guy you want to hang out with.
Happy Flag Day, everyone.
Yeah.
I got a lot of tickets.
Let's see if you guys care about this headline. The news that has Kanye saying Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Care or don't care?
I don't care about Kanye.
Honestly,
really? I'm really invested in him
Kanye
right now.
Kanye needs you to care about him right now.
I care
about
him. I don't.
Oh, okay,
don't
fine.
Either.
Doesn't matter.
All right,
I
get
care.
Out the safety scissors.
No!
Chop up Alexis's hair. We're moving on. Do you miss going to the bars? Well, things are about to change. Care or don't care?
I care.
Don't even ask me.
Care.
I care.
Do you miss the sights and sounds and smells of the bars pre-pandemic?
Yes.
I know Alexis was pouring beers at a local brewery before it had to shut down.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't have to miss anymore because the beer company Miller Lite is releasing scented candles that will bring back fonder memories.
I miss the people and the vibe. The smell is not.
Yeah, especially like beer smell. Oh. That's like stale.
It just kind of mixes with urine smell,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally know what you mean.
And like,
what
moldy
bars are you going to?
Well, Brooke has a cool bar trick.
Yeah.
You don't
want
to hear about it.
There's always a scent of something. And like the moldy bar rags, kind of, not mold,
part
you know,
of the
like.
Experience.
Okay, you need to go to a different bar.
They just,
Brooke.
They're musty. It's a musty smell.
Well, Miller Lite's scented candles come in three different scents. They have Dive Bar,
see?
Beer Garden, and Game Day.
Right? None of those are your high-end hipster bars, okay, Jeffrey? Sorry.
Well, for example, Beer Garden features whiffs of green moss combined with warm pretzel, cracked wood, and sunburn smell to evoke memories of a day spent drinking outdoors with sunscreen on your face.
That makes sense. And then you wake up the next morning, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm hungover and sunburned.
Yeah.
Miller says in certain areas, you're still a ways out from being shoulder to shoulder at the bars like it used to be.
Yeah.
So they're trying to bring that experience into your home.
That's creative. I like that.
Let's go to your next headline. What's up, Doc? Oh, you're using the entire hand today? Care or don't care?
I have to care, dude. We may have to not even.
Dude, you need to care. Information is power. You need to know what you're going into.
I don't care, but I should, so I'm going to care.
Yeah.
A doctor from Pembroke Pines, Florida, posted a TikTok video recently. Right there. It's a problem with that sentence. Doctors posting a TikTok video. Uh-oh. That's not a good sign.
No.
But he did it. And in the video, he shows the dangers of wearing your AirPods too much. The video has more than 36 million views right now. And in the video, which really should come with a warning because it's pretty disgusting, it shows the doctor pulling a giant ball of earwax and fungus out of someone's ear.
Did you say fungus?
Fungus.
I love these videos.
He says that happens with AirPods or anything else that you put in your ears, which traps the warm moisture
Brooke's
in there for a certain amount of time.
I think I have an ear infection, and I wear AirPods all the time.
She was yesterday saying, like, Brooke, is this an ear infection? It's oozing. And I'm like,
yes. Oozing
is definitely an ear infection.
For like a few weeks now, and I wear AirPods a lot.
Oh my God.
You're a mess. You're
a hot
mess.
Dude, get those AirPods out of your ear.
Oh, no.
And don't share them with anyone.
Dude, AirPods, get the fungus out of your ears, dude.
The doctor went on to say that this sounds like you. The first step is to have the fungus ball pulled out of your ear.
Who's gonna do it for me?
I'll do it.
From there, you're supposed to use antifungus drops for a few weeks until it goes away.
No.
Do not let a date find antifungus drops
in your
medicine
cabinet. Good
thing I cared
about
that. I know. Could have saved you.
This is why.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
God, I care.
Where does Captain Hook like to shop?
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Where?
A secondhand store. Alexis got it. That's really good.
Disney does.
That's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.